Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series In the Footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. Remember, there are many blessings and virtues in sending salawat upon the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam has stated, Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra, that he who recites salat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam once, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And viewers, I welcome you back to another of our episodes you're watching in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, in which we hear and speak and learn about the blessed biography, the blessed life, the events which transpired during the blessed life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the greatest of all creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Previously we heard that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepares, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu had prepared for this journey. 4 months he was preparing his camels. He was preparing these camels, he was feeding them, etc. Yes, getting them ready for this great journey which was to come about, inshallah azzawajal. And what makes it even greater is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu is traveling with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Yes, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he visits the blessed house of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu at a time where he would normally never visit his house, at the peak of the heat of Makkah al-Mukarrama. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu. In fact, another beautiful point, that he did not tell him before the time. He always had him to be prepared, but he did not tell him beforehand. This was the secrecy, and we shall come to learn later too, throughout the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how secrecy was important to the success of the Muslims, to the armies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So he came last minute, he came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, told him, that's it, we're ready to go, let's go. Yes, and then they are leaving, and he comes outside of Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he turns to the blessed city. And he calls out to the blessed city, Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stays, that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he turns towards the city and says, how pure you are as a city, and how beloved you are to me. And if these people within here would not have expelled me, then I wouldn't have ever left you. Allahu Akbar. From which many of the scholars say that, subhanallah, that you know, you are the most beloved land to Allah, meaning this is the greatest of all lands. That Makkah al-Mukarramah is the most superior. Is it even superior than al-Madinah al-Munawwara? An answer given to this is, yes, at this time it was a more superior. During this time it was a more superior, but when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, then that became more superior. As well as this, from the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, Makkah, the most superior of all lands. Whereas Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara at that time had not attained its greatness. So there was nothing to compare to. Al-Madinah at that time, known as Yathrib, was not even a place to compare to at the time. So you cannot say that Mecca is even, from using this evidence, that Mecca is even more superior than Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Many great scholars, awliya, saints, etc. The state of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara is even more grand and superior than Mecca Al-Mukarramah. See, the Aisha radhiallahu anha, she says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Allahumma habib ilayna Al-Madinah kahubbina Mecca aw ashad. That, Ya Allah, make Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara even more beloved. So make it beloved to us, like Mecca Al-Mukarramah, but even more beloved to us than Mecca Al-Mukarramah. Allahu Akbar. And it's the dua of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt it was answered. And thus, many scholars say, no, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara is superior than Mecca Al-Mukarramah. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, oh Allah, make twice the blessings in Medina that you give us in Mecca. Allahu Akbar, which is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim. Another scholar states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as Mecca was blessed with the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. However, Medina is greater because it was blessed from the du'as, from the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, Ya Allah, yes, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was your servant and your friend. And I am your servant, I'm your prophet. He prayed to you for Mecca and I pray for you for Al-Madinah with the same dua, with the same supplication. And even more, Ya Allah, Allahu Akbar. And one thing we need to remember, this of course, it could be a long debate, which is greater, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara or is it Mecca Al-Mukarramah? But there is a consensus of the scholars. And the consensus of the scholars is that place which is touching the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that place itself is the greatest or most superior of all places. And then only after that place is the Ka'batul Musharrafah, the most superior of places on earth. So there is a consensus, there is an agreement that the greatest of all places, even greater than the Ka'batul Musharrafah, is that place which is touching the blessed body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And some scholars have increased this by saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, that which is between my qabr and my minbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise. And there's no doubt that Jannah is greater than the earth. And so they say that entire part is the greatest of all lands. And then the Ka'bat al-Masharafa, etc. And then there's a difference of opinion. And some scholars remain silent. In reality, that place which is around the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no doubt that is the greatest of all places. So this is what Mecca al-Mukarramah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is leaving Mecca al-Mukarramah. He stands out, he turns and addresses Mecca al-Mukarramah, and then he goes his way. Him, also Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, they have left their city. They have left their city, their beloved city. Mecca al-Mukarramah was so beloved to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's being forced, he really was forced to leave Mecca al-Mukarramah. The companions were forced to leave Mecca al-Mukarramah. They left Mecca al-Mukarramah for their religion. This is a hijrah. And it's amongst the most important events in the whole of Islamic history. The most important in the whole of Islamic history. Why and what shows to an extent its importance? That Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left Makkah al-Mukarramah, he went to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. This is known as a hijrah. And many years later, the companions, they thought, what do we name our calendar after? Is it the birth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it this date? Is it this date? Is it this event? And they came to an agreement. They came to an agreement that the Islamic calendar should be after the hijrah, due to the greatness, due to the importance of the hijrah. Because it was a difference between, you could say, difficulty when they came to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, they found ease and then they gained success. Allahu Akbar. The difference between truth and falsehood. Subhanallah. So the hijrah, not a very, very important event. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves Mecca al-Mukarramah and he comes towards, and he moves south. Remember, we mentioned previously that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather than going north to Mecca al-Mukarramah, he first travels south. And this is where we have Ghari Thawr. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not immediately go to Ghar al-Thawr, but first he ascended Mount Thabir. And then the scholars state, some scholars state others too, but then the cave of Thawr, Ghar al-Thawr. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they go towards Ghar al-Thawr. Now when they climb the mountain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, part of the way they both walk, and part of the way Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he also carries, according to some narrations, he carries the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. When they came to this cave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he asks the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shields him, yes, with his own, but he says, Ya Rasul, allow me to enter first. Yes, so that when they do enter the cave, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he can check the cave to make sure there's nothing harmful there. And if there was to be something harmful, it would only harm him, no problem. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be safe. And then he takes his cloth and pieces of his cloth, and there are holes within the cave. And he fills in those holes so no creature can pass through. There is one hole which remains, and he's not able to fill it in with a piece of cloth. And what does he do? He places his soul against that hole to cover the hole. And then he invites the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come and enter this cave. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered this cave, there were a few miracles which they witnessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made tree grow at the mouth of the cave. And this is quite a famous tree upon the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, amongst the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And this tree had been a barrier, and it concealed the people within. It concealed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam of those within the cave from the eyes of the people who wished to attack them and harm them. And so this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made grow before the cave, according to some narrations. And there's also the famous one, that a spider also spun its web over the cave's entrance. This is another miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as well as this, there were two wild pigeons. Yes, these two wild pigeons, they had their nest at the cave, and they were laying an egg. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. They laid an egg. And the scholars have stated that whenever we go to the haram and we see any pigeons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless those two pigeons, all of the descendants, all of the pigeons within the haram to this day, they all descend from those very same two pigeons. Allah, so all of this was a sign. Why? Because now the Quraysh, they had gathered everyone. And it said that from every tribe, youngsters came. They came with the swords and the clubs and all of the weapons, etc. And they came in search for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They come towards Ghar al-Thawr, and they look within, or well, they come towards the entrance of Ghar al-Thawr, but they do not see anything. They see the spider web and they think, oh, forget this. And they say, no, there's wild pigeons there. And there's no way that there can be anybody inside there. It is also stated that the Quraysh, they put a bounty on the head of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That whosoever finds the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they'll be given 100 camels. Why? Because they did not enter. If they were to enter, it would break the eggs. Yes, it would break through the spider's web. So they could not enter. But many a time, they came close to entering. And others may have decided to enter. But subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to protect the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu says that if one of them is to only to look at his feet, then he would be able to see us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, what do you think whose third, or the third of whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar, he's reassuring Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, do not worry. For if they are to come here, then we will leave from the back. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he also sees the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bleeding, and this makes him cry. Not because of his danger, but rather due to his intense love for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And he said that, as we mentioned, he blocks all of the holes Yes, with his cloth, and there was one remaining because he spent 3 nights there. There was one remaining, and he placed his heel there. And the next morning, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he awakens during the night, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he tells the story that he was bitten. He was bitten again and again and again by a snake through that one hole which was left. A snake came out and bit the blessed foot of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it was a poisonous snake. And it stated, some of the scholars say, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he placed his saliva on the blessed foot of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, curing him. The Quraysh were after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had 100 camels against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whoever would capture the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we would reward him. And what happened is, whilst the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the cave, while Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was in the cave, there were many great events, subhanallah, many great events. But amongst them is something which is beautiful. It's mentioned in a narration that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, he felt thirsty. He felt thirsty. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for some sort of drink. Allahu Akbar. He asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a drink. And this is strange, because why? Because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu is there and he can see everything. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the very same situation, where he can see that there's nobody around him, that there's no drink, there's no food, there's no water, nothing around him. Whereas this teaches us the aqidah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, that if there's any need, no matter what it may be, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Qasim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can help us, can provide for us, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And so it said, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu was feeling extremely thirsty, and he approaches and he asks the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اِذْهَبْ إِلَى صَدْرِ الْغَارِ فَأَشْرِبْ. He says, go towards the entrance of the cave and drink from there. But where? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he just goes. He goes towards the entrance, and subhanAllah, what does he find there? He states that, I walked towards there and I found water. And this water was أَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ, it was sweeter than honey. وَأَبْيَضْ مِنَ الْلَبَنِ, it was whiter than milk. وَأَزْكَى رَائِحَةً مِنَ الْمِسْكِ, and it was more pure in terms of smell even than misk. It was more fragrant even than a musk. And then he says, I went back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked me that, oh Abu Bakr, have you drunk it? And I said, yes. He says, shall I give you some news, O Abu Bakr? And I said, yes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala amar al malik al mu'akkil bi anhari al jannah أن أخرق نهرا من جنة الفردوس إلى صدر الغار ليشرب أبو بكر. He says, shall I give you some good news, O Abu Bakr? What is this? The good news is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders an angel. He has been given the duty, the responsibility over the anhar, over the rivers of Jannah. And he says that provide from Jannat al-Firdaus. Provide him water, you can say, from Jannat al-Firdaus. Yes, towards, or make a pathway from the water of the river of Jannat al-Firdaus towards Ghari Thawr, so that Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu is able to drink from there. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have this status. I have this status in the court of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, yes, but rather even more. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لا يدخل الجنة مبغضك ولو كان له عمل 70 نبيا. He says that, yes, of course you do. And he says, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, والذي بعثني بالحق نبيا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me as the right prophet. Yes, he states, لا يدخل الجنة, that anybody who possesses any enmity towards you will never enter Jannah, even if he has performed the a'mal of 70 prophets. Allahu Akbar. From this we learn something beautiful, profound, that We must love the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but no doubt, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, who was the greatest of all people after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu is the greatest, and it is from our true iman. It is from a person's true iman to love all of the companions, and especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of the channel, after the incident of Ghari Thawr, what transpired and what happened here, and then on a Monday, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves from there, as well as Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it's also said one more thing, that Sayyidina Abdullah, the son of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, he would also spend the night with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, and in the early morning he would leave there, and he would go towards the people of Mecca, and he would listen to things, what's happening in Mecca, what are the plans, etc., etc. And then at night again he would come and he would inform the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and taking that information in. Yes, taking that information in, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, they then leave to go towards Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Some people would be thinking, what happened to the camels? The camels were being kept by a person by the name of Abdullah, because he was hired by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu ta'ala an. He was hired as a guide. So he would guide them. So at that moment in time, the camels were with him, and there are four individuals who take part in this journey: Sayyidina Rasulullah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, also Sayyidina Amir ibn Fuhayra, the slave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And the last one, Abdullah ibn Uraiqid. And we shall hear so much more about them, about this grand journey, in the next episode, inshallah. Join us next time for more of In the Footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.